Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Weirs Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis family situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at wvr.org. And now, without further delay, here's your host, Jim Wood.
You would open your Bibles to the New Testament, the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 2. This is God's Word. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more." After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, "He will be called a Nazarene." May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. We don't know how many wise men there were, And our focus this morning is not going to be on them. Traditionally, we hear about the three wise men. The reason people say that is because three particular kinds of gift are listed as things that were brought to the child Jesus. But in this story, this morning, we're going to focus on the character of Herod. Because Herod serves as a dreadful warning to those who pay attention. Now, if you don't pay attention, you need the warning even more. But I hope everybody will pay attention today as we look at this together. After Jesus was born in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi, wise men, who were these fellows? Nobody knows except God. But they were wise men. They were people who studied the sky, people who recognized that these aren't just interesting lights that we see in the night sky, but they are created by and controlled by an intelligent power. And so magi from the east came to Jerusalem, and it had obviously been a long trip. Some have suggested that they came perhaps from China, because we know that there were people in the east, in that part of the world at this time, who were fascinated with and made charts and everything else concerning the night sky. And it apparently took quite a while for them to get there. It had been about 2 years that they had been traveling. So a long journey to get from wherever they came from. But they came from the east to Jerusalem, and they asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to pay our respects." Is that what it says? No. "We've come to worship him." They recognized that this wasn't just a human ruler, that this was a divine ruler. And they came bent on worship. Herod was greatly disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. It wasn't a secret. Word spread quickly. Who are these men? Made this long journey. They don't look like us. What's the deal here? They've come because they say they saw something in the sky that indicates that the Messiah, the Christ, has been born. Now, if you are unhappy with present circumstances, if you don't like being under the boot of Rome, if you have grown up hearing that someday God is going to send a Savior, that would be really good news. But for Herod, it was not good news. Because Herod was not at all independent, but in his particular area, he was a king. He was King Herod, even though he had to answer to other authorities over him. And let me tell you something. Everybody wants to have an area where they're king, okay? You may have to build a sandcastle, but by golly, you want a place where you're the big one, where you're the boss, where you're in control. You call the shots. Well, Herod had his little kingdom, which was part of the Roman Empire. And when he heard that God had sent the king that everybody'd been waiting on for generation after generation after generation, instead of saying, "Praise be to God, hallelujah," instead, he was greatly disturbed. And he said he wanted to worship. He said to the Magi, when did you see the star? When did this happen? How long ago was this birth? And so they told him. And he asked the wise men who knew the scriptures, he said, "Where was this child to be born?" Because that was the Magi's question. Where is he? I mean, they thought, surely, they had come all this distance, a 2-year journey. They thought, surely, the people who lived right there would recognize the one who was in their midst. So where is he? Well, these folks were oblivious. They weren't paying attention to the sky, and they weren't really paying that much attention to God's word. But there were some people who knew the scriptures, and when Herod asked them, where is the Christ to be born? Verse 4. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. That's Micah 5:2. Herod didn't say, I don't know. We don't know if that's true. Herod knew the Bible was true. He knew it was true. He believed that God had answered the prayers of his people and raised up a Messiah. So what did Herod do? He said he wanted to worship the Messiah, but he didn't. What did he have in mind? He wanted to kill him. He wanted to kill him. Folks, try to let this sink in. He knew that the Messiah had been born, sent by God with signs in the heavens. And his response is to say, that threatens my kingdom, so I will kill him. How crazy is that? How sick is that? How evil is that? Here's the main point for today. To rebel against the truth we know results in death and destruction. You see, when we looked at the life of Joseph, we saw a man whose response to the word of God was to believe and obey. And there are people who, when they hear the word of God, they don't believe it. But that was not Herod's problem. Herod is an example of one who believed it was true and said no. Yeah, I believe the Messiah has been born. Yeah, I believe it was in Bethlehem, just as the scripture said. But am I going to go and worship, which is what he said he would do? No. He's a murderer. He hates God. He manifests that demonic, satanic mindset that says, I'm not going to do what God says. I'm not going to let him rule over me. I want to be my own boss. I want to have my own kingdom. Herod couldn't even stand up to Caesar, but he thinks he's going to be able to stand up to God. That's insanity. That's insanity. But folks, we're surrounded with it every day. And if we're not careful, it'll crop up in our own hearts too. If we know what God says, we know the truth, but we say, I don't want it. I want to go my own way. I want to do my own thing. I want to be my own boss. I want what I want. This is my kingdom. Nobody better threaten my kingdom. Well, let me tell you something. That happens all the time, and the result is always the same. Death and destruction. Well, who died? Thousands of children. Thousands of children died. Horrible, violent killing of children. It's happening all around us in our own culture. Why are so many American babies killed before they're born? Deliberately destroyed. Why? Because we don't want that child to mess with our kingdom. We don't want that child to interfere with our plans. I still have to finish high school. I still have to finish college. I could lose my job if I had to take off time from work. I could lose my marriage if my husband found out that I'd been unfaithful. Over and over and over, people decide, I'd rather sacrifice this life over here than lose control of my kingdom. But it's not just people having abortions. It is people making all kinds of decisions based on trying to save their own kingdom, their own life, their own finances, their own reputation. I'm going to do what I have to do in order to preserve what's important to me. If you behave that way, the result will be death and destruction. Because you know what? It wasn't just the babies that died. We read it. Herod dies too. And then what? He has to stand before God. When he dies, when Herod dies, he has to stand before God. How's it going to be for you on that day? What if it was today? What if you had to face God today? Have you been obeying his word, doing what he says, eager for him to rule over you? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Or are you wanting your kingdom? I'm going to keep control of this. I'm willing for God to have control of this and this and this, but I want to keep control of this. I want to have my own way. I warn you, on the authority of God's word, if you know God's word, you know what he says, you know the truth, and you say no, the result will be death and destruction. Other lives will be affected, and your life in the end will be destroyed. Because when you have to stand before God, there's no place to run, no place to hide.
Folks, all this month, we are delighted to be able to offer a free CD of the Getty's music. It is the Getty Kids Hymnal, In Christ Alone, and we would be delighted to send a CD to you via the mail if you become a new monthly donor. New monthly donors who agree to a minimum of only $10 a month are going to be thanked for your commitment to contribute by receiving that gift, and we would be delighted to send that to you. If you're a current monthly donor and you're saying, wait, I've been supporting the ranch, what about me? Well, current monthly donors of $10 or more who want to receive a CD can email info@wvr.org to receive your CD. I do need to tell you that because we're a 501c3 charitable organization, your gifts are tax deductible to the extent that they exceed the fair market value of goods that you receive from the ranch in return for your gift. The fair market value of the Getty Kids Hymnal is $10. So the first month, if you make a gift of $10 and you get a CD for $10, that $10 is not tax deductible. But you get the CD. The next month's gift is tax deductible, fully tax deductible, as is the month after that and the month after that. And we look forward to hearing from you. So if you have questions, you can always call us toll free. You can always go to our website. But again, $10 a month or more, and we'll send you a Getty Kids Hymnal, In Christ Alone. God bless you. So, Herod, hearing that it was in Bethlehem that the baby had been born, called the Magi secretly, found out from them the exact time the star had appeared, sent them to Bethlehem and said, verse 8, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him.
After they'd heard the king, they went on their way. The star they'd seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. Isn't that amazing?
So how could that happen?
I don't know. I guess somebody had to work out a deal with God. Okay, God's in control of this night sky. Do you know that? God's in control. He's not only the creator of the universe, he's the ruler of the universe. Now, when they saw the star that stopped over the place where the child was, when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. The King James phrases it this way, which is actually very good. It's a good reflection of the Greek. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Okay? They didn't just rejoice. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. They were so filled with joy, they couldn't contain it. It was just pouring out of them. They were overjoyed. They rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Okay? Again, God willing, next time we're going to look more at them and what happened with them. But I can't leave this today just on the negative note of Herod and what happens to people who don't believe the word of God. I got to tell you, in case I don't get to tell you later, people who believe the word of God and obey it, one of the consequences is exceedingly great joy. When you see God's word coming to pass, when you see that God does everything he says he will do, and that everything is exactly as he promised, that's really good news for those of us who love him. It is really bad news for people like Herod. Herod is not joyful in this. Herod is angry. Herod is miserable. Herod is full of bitterness and hatred and murder. But those who believe the word of God and do what it says, joy overflowing. Joy overflowing. Why? Because we know who's in control. Herod didn't want to lose control. So he killed a bunch of babies and lost his own life too. Because every single one of us is one day going to have to stand before God. Don't think for a minute that you're going to get out of this another way. Well, I actually just, I thought I would just kind of avoid the whole death thing. Woody Allen said, I'm not afraid to die, I just don't want to be there when it happens. All right? There are a lot of people who just never really come to grips with the fact that we're all going to die. We're all gonna die. When I was in high school, I used to ask my friends, what do you plan on doing after high school? Some of them would say, well, I'm going to go work at Beacon Blanket. Others would say, well, I'm going to get a job in my dad's business. Others would say, well, I'm planning on going to college. Whatever they said, I'd say, well, that's great. And then what do you plan on after that? Well, you know, I don't know. I guess, you know, get married and have a family. Great. And then what? Well, I mean, you know, raise a family and have a nice life. Great. And then what? Well, I mean, you know, I guess retire. And then what? Fish, play golf. Great, and then what? Die, I guess. I'd say, great, and then what? You understand? What's going to happen to you after you die?
Give me a break, Pastor. I'm in elementary school. I don't want to think about that.
Well, you need to. You know why? Because we're all going to die. We're all going to die. And if you rebel against the truth that you know, the result will be death and destruction. I don't want that for you. I want you to believe the word of God and obey the word of God. And I want you to be overjoyed.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments that you want to make, I want to invite our listeners to call 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE,
or contact us on the web at wvr.org.